Hey, I'm Axel.
I'm John.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
Look at that. No cough, Frankie. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He was coughless. Yeah, just exhale deeply.
Ooh.
Awesome.
I'm going to cough, but whatever. I never cough. So I was reading a cool article about generating power. I always think about, I guess, generating power, I've noticed. That's like really the problem, huh? It's just getting power cheaply, effectively.
Pretty much.
New, different ways and stuff.
Any way to turn a turbine.
Any way to turn something, exactly. But generating power from the clash between a river and seawater.
Okay. Oh. So would these be like paddles underwater kind of thing, picking up the currents?
No, that's a good idea too. It's there's two projects right now that are testing the potential for salt energy or salinity gradient power as a renewable power source. And so it basically uses the high ions that are occurring as like the salt diffuses in like the river, and as the river, like as the clear water goes into the salt water and all that happens, and then they're going to be able to harness energy from it.
How do they collect them?
It's called pressure retarded osmosis.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it really works, like, but you're right. It uses some complicated way to like it forces a pressure along some membranes to like move a turbine, basically, as you mentioned before, like about moving a turbine. So it is kind of like having turbines at the mouth of the river where it meets this area. But anyway, Norway on November 24th of this year, they're going to make the world's first large scale prototype, trying to like test out the potential for salt power.
Norway, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, who would have thunk it? I didn't know Norway had that many rivers or need for this. You never really hear Norway in the news. Yeah. They're not pillaging and plundering anymore.
They're trying to become more energy efficient, and they're trying to use this new salt energy. Yeah. And the Netherlands is the other person trying to... They're pursuing a version of salt power called blue energy. And it's only as big as two fridges, though. And it relies on reverse electrodialysis to like make a charge along that membrane that turns the turbine.
Out of the same salinity.
Yeah, it uses the salinity difference to build an electrical potential along a membrane, and then that's just how they transfer energy. Yeah. It's like a weird, wacky thing that I just never thought of getting power that way.
I bet Dr. K could tell me more about the... In fact, Dr. K, if you're listening, I want you to research this, and next time you're on the
post
show...
Post on the forums.
Let me know how...
If you could.
Yeah,
or, yeah, on the show. There you go.
And post on the forums, and let us know how we can get energy from salt and water.
You can get energy from, like, trees.
Well, true. You can get it from a potato, but...
It's crazy.
Whether it's efficient or not. I have a... Let's see. You're speaking of weird, fancy new shit. Fountain of Youth Enzyme.
The Fountain of Youth Enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Was it found in a fountain?
No.
Sweet.
It was developed in a laboratory.
Okay.
It's called telomerase.
Oh,
and
wow.
It affects.
I had a dog named that.
Did you really?
Yeah,
yeah. I remember telomerase. It affects the telomeres of the cell, and the telomeres govern cell replication.
So does it like make them like slow down or something? So you don't need to replicate as much?
Well, no. The more you replicate, the researchers. Well, the way I understood it, the more you replicate, the less compatible your cells get to replication.
I'd imagine because you're breaking down because you're just making copies. And
exactly. It's
copies,
some sort of so. Something you're losing every time you replicate.
So if they slowed down the process, in theory, you could extend
this new drug would, or enzyme, would extend the life of whatever you're losing every time your cell replicates.
Wow, that's well. So, like, would you not age, or would you age but just still be alive?
I don't know how that would work.
I don't want to age and get old and still live. I want to, you know, keep the young body and stay if that's possible.
So, if you could take the drug now, you would do it.
If it supposedly
and
worked.
It would keep you at this age forever,
of
or
course.
This look forever.
This look? What's wrong with my look? What the fuck?
Saying shit.
Saying? What the fuck are you saying?
Well,
yeah.
Hey, you're going to be carded for the rest of your life.
That's okay.
You want that?
Yeah.
I think I'd wait till I was like at least 30, so that way I could like even if I was, I would know what I was doing anywhere I'd be.
I don't know, Sean. It's like cutting your hair, you know? Like, you can always just stop taking it, maybe age a little longer. Versus you can't put more hair back on.
But then, so if nobody ever died, then you're fucked. Then, you know, the government's got to start saying, you're useless. We're going to take you out. Soylent Green.
Soylent Green.
But, yeah, there's also tons of other properties and uses for this thing. There's anti-cancer.
Nice.
Expanding with stem cells, it could be used to help regrow stubborn cells such as nerve cells and spinal cord cells.
Injuries?
Yeah, where growth is usually slow and painful.
So I see what you're saying. Like, it would help the cancer cells, too, because they wouldn't be around. They wouldn't decay enough to get infected.
You know where they found the telomeres? I think the first sighting of the telomeres was in a cancer cell. They're trying to figure out what makes it so, you know, rapid in its growth. And I believe the telomeres had a big part to play telomeres. In that.
I want to name a dog telomeres now. I kind of like it.
What a...
God damn it.
In memory of telomerase.
Telomerase. Last episode, I was talking about, like, atomic bombs and stuff. And, like, nuclear bombs. Atomic and nuclear bombs, how they're different even.
No. You were talking about a guy, a trucker, who built his own nuclear bomb.
But during that, I was doing research on, like, the Japanese bombs and stuff. And I didn't know this, but did you know anything about Japan's nuclear policy? By chance?
Nuclear policy.
Just Japan in general and their nuclear policy. Have you learned nothing from the international?
I don't know much about their nuclear policy. I can't say
I
do.
I didn't either. But they're going to keep it how they are right now, despite North Korea's claims of nuclear testing.
Wait. So does Japan have a nuke right now?
No. Japan has a firm non-nuclear weapons policy.
Okay.
Ever since the bombings. All those years ago.
Yeah.
Like they've seen the devastation firsthand, and so they have the three non-nuclear principles: non-possession, non-production, and non-introduction.
Okay, so they don't use nuclear bombs, but do they use nuclear fuel at all? Power plants, submarines.
I think they do use nuclear energy. I didn't look it up. Damn it, John. You asked the good questions.
I don't want to cast a shadow on it.
No, it's perfect. No. I mean, I think they do, though, because they're so much more advanced and everything. Like, they're pretty much, they're anti-arms, armament. So
do they have an army? Does Japan have an army?
Yeah.
Undersea robots?
Undersea robots?
Yeah.
No, I think they could fly.
Like a huge Godzilla that'll come out and just rock the shit out of anybody? Comes near their island.
Just Japan opens up and a Godzilla comes out.
Transforms into Godzilla.
It's a big transformer.
Yeah. Good for you, Japan.
But yeah, I thought it was cool just because, like, they're promoting peace, which is always a dubious bakery, like, vibe we're trying to send out, I feel.
Peace. That's why I bought the big rocket launcher on the roof. Inflatable rocket launcher on the roof.
Yeah, the inflatable rocket launcher on the roof.
But,
keep me safe.
I was going to say something. So what is... I wonder what the political standing between Japan and North Korea is. If they're saying they're not going to put up a big hubbubaloo over North Korea's...
That just means they're not worried. That just means they got other stuff. Like, Japan doesn't need nukes, probably. They got, like, ninjas and craftiness.
Like, wait, ninjas? Did they come from Japan? Were they China?
Samurais came from Japan, so in every samurai movie usually has ninjas, so I'm going to say
Yeah, fair enough. All right, case closed.
Yeah.
A Detroit man didn't say I do.
Believe it or not, what? Someone didn't want to get married? Or
a man married for 15 years says he can't be tried for bigamy because he didn't say I do in his second wedding.
Like, what? Does he have, like, videotape or something?
I don't think it was videotaped, but witnesses say he did. he's either blowing smoke or they're blowing smoke.
Witnesses said he... That's hilarious. But isn't that the whole point? You need a witness to get married. Maybe that's the whole point.
Ah, look at that. Good call, Axel.
Yeah. Wow, that's funny, though.
Because people don't say I do.
Well, because if he had tape of it, like he had this whole planned out thing, that'd be kind of funny. Like, I have to admit, that'd be kind of funny. But
yeah, his second wife is suing him for $25,000 in emotional damages.
It is kind of damaging.
Yeah, for sure.
I would be a bit damaged.
And it's a Judge Cheryl Matthews overseeing his case. So you know he's screwed. He's way screwed. His idea is not going to hold up in court. But the reverend says he never filed the marriage certificate with the county, which is very unusual for him because he says he does it all the time.
Because he does it all the time. Yeah, sounds like something happened, though. So like, the plot he kind of did have his plan. So, okay. Maybe. If he gets those, if he gets the witnesses called into question, you know, just have other witnesses be like, she was wasted. How would she... She doesn't remember anything.
That's right.
Like, she didn't remember a thing.
We drank before the wedding.
Yeah. And the other witness, I don't know, get him killed. I don't know. It depends how desperate. All right. I got to bring up this story. It's too fucking awesome. As soon as I saw it, thought of you two.
Okay.
Man in Nairobi rips a leopard's tongue out with his bare hands. Baby.
A leopard?
That's all I got to say.
A leopard?
A leopard. And that's bigger than a cheetah. So if anyone has, if anyone has no idea, I always think I could take a cheetah.
Did you get a picture of this man?
No, there's no picture. he's 73 years old, too.
So
a 73-year-old man in Nairobi, you're taking a leopard.
73?
Fucking tongue out. Yeah, he's 73.
Hang on. He probably does this for a living, dude.
Doesn't do it for a living.
He's 73. How the... Baby leopard? Come on. What's the setup here?
It was confirmed by the Kenya Wildlife Service.
Was he declawed?
Daniel Mimbarugu. I'm going to name a dog after that, by the way.
Dog.
I like Mimbarugu. He was working in his potato garden.
Mimbarugu.
And all of a sudden, the leopard hurtled at him. And so get this, though. This is what drove me crazy. So he dropped the machete he was carrying. Hello? 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 Right there.
I love it. He knew he could do it with his bare hands.
That's what I love about it. Like, he totally is, like, confirming, like, for me that it's possible. And, like, I always said for the eyes, too. I'm always like, eye gouge is the way to take on the animal. So he dropped the machete and forced his hand into the leopard's mouth, pulling out its tongue.
Holy shit. Oh, you know what he did there?
Yeah, he choked it, kind of.
Well, no, he knew. He knew. If that was like that was his plan from the beginning. He knew trying to fend it off wasn't going to work. So he made it bite something he wanted it to bite instead of it going for his neck.
Yeah, instead it bit his wrist. And he said he just sort of like heard a voice just be like, drop, like, go for the like the tongue and everything. So he gained instant hero status in his village.
Fucking worldwide, man. Everybody listening to the bakery is going to be like, wow, this guy's a badass.
I know. And it's like, I'm inspired now to take on animals that most people wouldn't think I could.
73-year-old.
But,
what's his name?
So the Wildlife Service, they're saying that it attacked the man because it was probably hurt elsewhere. Because that's why most animal attacks occur, because they're weakened and can't take on their usual prey. And so humans seem like an easy prey, but this 73-year-old man proved otherwise.
So if we're such easy prey, why aren't they going after us all the time? Why aren't they going after us healthy?
If they're healthy, like, their prey is the easiest because we still have the smarts and stuff. But, like, he went for a 73-year-old man. He didn't go for some
true.
Agile fucking guy like me.
Old guy. What was his name?
Good thing he didn't come after me, this leopard. He doesn't want to know what I do to him.
You're so full of yourself. What was the guy's name?
Daniel Mimbarugu.
Mimbarugu.
Mm-hmm. So Mimbarugu. I'm smoking one to him.
Well, we're kind of talking international. I'll give you a list of towns with funny names. There's 9 American towns named Climax.
Climax.
And 1 Canadian.
Posers.
There's a Condom, France.
Condom, France. It's probably... Condemn.
There's a fucking Germany. Yeah.
What's the name of the town?
Fucking. And you have to say it like that too. Fucking.
Oh, I thought you were really, because I always say fucking Germany too. So no. That really is the name of the town?
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking Germany.
I see. Okay.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I knew that one.
And the best one for last, Dildo, Canada.
Put them on the map.
And the biggest problem with all of them? Sign stealing.
Oh.
For sure. That's how I found all of these. All of them are complaining about their signs being stolen.
Fuck yeah. How do you steal a sign?
and like a wrench.
A wrench? That's all you need?
Monkey wrench. And
a monkey wrench.
Some elbow grease.
And balls of steel.
Mm, that's right. And a flatbed.
And a flatbed.
In fucking Germany's case.
Fucking Germany. I know. Like, I seriously always do say fucking Germany. Did you hear about this? There's a scientist who made radio waves travel faster than light.
Huh. How did he do that?
According to this article. But there's some... There's questions sometimes in the bakery. But it's called the polarization synchrotron. And it abuses radio waves so severely that they travel FTL, or faster than light. And the machine likely works like a pulsar. You know what a pulsar is? A highly dense star. It's a rapidly rotating neutron star that emits a powerful radio wave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they're thinking they may have like stumbled upon like how a pulsar works, because it is kind of intriguing how like we can... There's pulsars are all over, and we're getting those waves, and they're just so close to us that we're like picking them up, versus like our radio waves are like degrading in space because of all the radiation and stuff. So they are like powerful waves.
So how did he do this? Do you know?
The pictures were just like this weird light machine. So he probably just moved some light across this machine membrane. So I'm not sure if we're going to be able to like harness it, but he described the faster than light wave as a light's version of a sonic boom.
That's a trip.
You know?
Light's version of a sonic boom.
Yeah, because...
Well, that's just breaking the light barrier.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
So, would they... I wonder if they would degrade at the same point, at the same time, because don't ours degrade because they're getting further out and the signal
they're
is
getting whiter.
Yeah, whiter, exactly. Yeah. So... These are just going out quicker.
No, because these are focused.
They focused.
Beams.
Yeah,
they focused
there you
beams.
Go. So we could beam it to a star, specifically. Like I pick you.
Yeah.
What's the closest one?
Huh?
What's the closest star to us?
Alpha Centauri, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Okay. You tested me.
No, nice. No, I didn't know.
Nice. Yeah. No, I pulled that one up. But if you think of other applications too, that'd be cell phones. Mm-hmm. Can talk directly to satellites, and we don't need like the cell towers anymore. So that would be more reliable cell phones, finally.
Shit, with the nuclear battery, we'll be styling.
Right. Thank you, John. I totally thought that. I was like, the nuclear battery, get this new thing in. Awesome cell phones. But also very targeted chemotherapy. Just take some drugs and then target the specific activation points for the drug by like shooting the radio waves at them.
Huh.
And so, yeah, like I said, it's a focus beam. Like, the faster-than-light waves are packed into a very powerful wave the size of a pencil point.
Wow, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I was imagining, like, a spotlight, but wow, that's cool.
But here's my thought, though. Is okay, the last part of the article was they plan to build more powerful machines to demonstrate the technology, and they got, like, a $3 million grant. So my thought is, are they going to, like, the scientists? It's documented. It's documented. By LANL, it's like some scientist organization. But okay. My thought is, though, if they build this more powerful machine, is this going to like broadcast us to like ET almost? Like if we're just sending out these powerful beams out into space.
Dude, we've been broadcasting since.
I know, but that's been our like degrading stuff. That's not reaching that far. If these are high powerful things that are going FTL, they're going faster than all that stuff. That means they're almost instantly going to bypass our stuff.
That means we have to aim them somewhere. In order for them to hit something.
That's like, true.
You can say that aim anywhere in space and you're going to hit something. But specifically, we have to aim it at Alpha Centauri and the other ones closer to us. If we're going to get any results out of it.
Okay.
But we've been beaming since, what, the 20s? The 30s?
Yeah, at least.
1930s?
But it's all degrading so far. So unless they can, like, filter and, re-strengthen the signal, which I don't think is kind of possible. Unless we, don't know.
Have you heard of the game?
I've heard of the game.
Yes.
You mean like the book?
No, not the book.
No, then.
The mind game. The game you're supposed to play. Everyone is apparently playing the game. You're all playing the game right now that I've told you about it. The point of the game is not to think about the game.
Really?
Yes. It's a way of disciplining your mind.
To discipline your mind. So... I can't think about this game right now?
Well, yeah.
How do you play?
By not thinking about it. And the longer you go without thinking about it, the better you are, the more you win. People go,
I was winning until you made me just lose?
Exactly. And everyone listening,
what
too.
What the fuck?
Everyone listening, too. Everyone who knows about the game is going to be like, fuck.
Lost.
Yep, pretty much.
Thanks, John.
Hey, you're welcome.
Dick.
So, yeah, that was... Yeah. I'm glad you all just lost. I'm not really glad. But I like introducing new games. It's fun. Why not? So, I have a... You know what? I've been stumbling around the internet, and I've been finding a lot of stupid burglary stories.
Stupid, yeah, okay.
Like, burglars are just fucking dumb people.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. It, like, makes you almost want to turn into a life of crime. It's evil.
We've seen the ones that leave their wallets. They sign a check before they rob the liquor store. They
check their Facebook. Yeah.
So I found tons of those, and I was like, I'm over these. I'm done with these on the dubious breaker. I'm not bringing up any more of these.
Okay.
But I did find a no, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I found a good burglary story.
Oh, those are intriguing.
Yeah, there's a wanted man, Matthew Maynard. Ooh. 23 years old, out of Swansea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where Swansea is, but
okay.
I think it was like European country or something, or European city. A local newspaper published his mugshot, and he didn't like the look of it.
Okay.
So he sent in a photo of himself against a police van, like leaned against it, like smiling and shit, and like, this is a better photo.
So he taunted him because they sent out a mugshot for him.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And so the police are like, oh, yay, it's, you know, he's going to be closer. We're going to be closer to getting him now, the cheeky douchebag.
Uh-huh.
They called him a cheeky bloke, but, you know, cheeky. I don't know what cheeky bloke
cheeky
means.
Cheeky prick. That's. Oh, I thought they didn't catch him yet, though?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Good for him.
So the hunt continues.
The hunt continues.
Oh. Well, awesome, then. That is even more funny. I've always thought about, like, playing with, like, if you ever did something that cool, like, you ever see in the movies where, like, Thomas Crown Affair, like, I'm going to steal the painting and then, like, flaunt it in front of the detective the whole time and just get away with it and, like, stuff.
It's like the beating heart under the...
The telltale heart.
Yeah, the telltale heart.
Where it's like, just have to confess.
I would... I don't want to get away with that. I don't want to take the chance. It's like getting pulled over with weed before I had a license.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, shit. I do have it stashed in my car, but do
scary.
I really want to say no and have you just tear my shit up anyways and give me a ticket?
Scary.
And, yeah.
You just got to know your rights, that's all. Just look up your stuff, know your rights, and just...
Fucking...
I just learned to say, what's your lawful authority to do this?
Really?
And just, make them quote it and shit. And just, you know, at least, you know, if anything, it's a pause button. Like, hey, pause. Say some stuff.
Have you ever pulled that out?
No, but I just read that recently, so I'm gonna. Like, I got that right now. Like, officer, what's your lawful authority right now to search me? Like, why are you searching me? You know, like, and they have to like prove certain things. Like, they can't just prove. They have to prove your intent. They have to prove what you have. You have to prove you know what it is.
Yeah.
You can like if you know you're about to get caught, you can almost like run up to them and be like, "Oh my god, I just found this on the street. I was running to turn this into you."
You could try that. I'm sure that might
work.
That's
only if you think it's about to happen. Like, oh my god, like they know.
But has Jesus ever set you up before?
No. Who set me up? You mean like
police were conducting a routine check.
Oh, hey, Zeus. You weren't pronouncing right. Yeah, that guy.
That guy. On a Kentucky man when they found crack pipes in his house.
Oh.
The man was on probation and not probation. Probation. There you go.
Yeah.
And house arrest and whatnot. And the cops made a routine check and found crack pipes and all sorts of shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like, those are mine. Jesus. Those are Jesus's.
Oh, really?
He must have set me up.
Damn, he did set him up. So they're actively looking for this guy?
Yeah. They have a mugshot and everything. If you know the whereabouts, this man.
Like a drawn thing.
Ding, 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 ding.
I read an interesting story. Mm. For years, I never understood what the reason why you need sterility in space. Like, what's the big deal?
Sterility?
Sterility. Like, why do they always, like, scrub down the astronauts so, like, everything's a sterile?
I thought you meant, like, human sterility. You're allowed
to have kids in space. I mean, I don't think anyone does. I've never heard of that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But, like, I never understood why, like, they have to keep everything so clean and hygienic and make sure, like, the astronauts are, like, clean. But the human immune systems are compromised in space, and bacteria seem to thrive in micro or zero gravity.
I thought I read that somewhere too.
Did you? I had no idea about that. That kind of freaked me out. Like, basically, we get weaker, and the viruses and stuff get stronger in space, and they're not even sure why. Like, they thrive so much.
I bet it's
radiation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Dude. Totally. I think that radiation has so much to do with everything up there. God damn it. We need proper shielding.
Oh yeah.
We need
proper shielding.
Tritanium and gold plated. Schmickmania.
Mirrors.
And,
just a mirror.
Mirrors. Tons of mirrors.
Reflective mirrors.
Fuckers.
But yeah, that means like this mutant bacteria are likely to threaten the future space travelers, because even in theory, if we had like faster than light drives, we still don't have like the shielding yet to like keep us alive. Like, I like the way Lori kind of put it. Like, in essence, like all astronauts almost have AIDS. Like, their immune system's kind of compromised. Because, you know, AIDS doesn't kill you, it's just something like cold or something, some virus kills you.
Yeah.
So you just got to be really careful in space travel. Like, I mean, you also don't want to compromise other environments as well.
That's weird. I don't know. That's very odd.
But like latent viruses are more likely to reawaken in space too. Like staph infections, like most people have like a latent staph infection. They don't know it because it's like our immune system's taking it care of, but in space it might activate.
I did a story a while back about Chinese astronauts and how strict they are about who they send up in space.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about that.
Kind of makes sense now, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard about the $1.45 million SUV?
No. Yeah. Gee, that's quite pricey.
It's an armored SUV. It's bulletproof windows. It's got gold trimmings.
A death trap. Yeah.
No way, dude. This thing's reinforced. I'm sure it's got 5-point harnesses.
I'm saying it's a death trap for everyone else. Like,
oh yeah.
What happens when
yeah.
that guy gets drunk and like plows through? No one can stop him.
It's a Brinks truck behind you.
A tank. Cheaper than ever.
It's got a gold trimmings, diamond and jewel encrusted displays.
Nice.
Pimp. And whale penis leather interiors.
Whoa,
and all the amenities.
You glossed over that, by the way. Whale penis leather interiors. What does that mean?
It means exactly what it means, what it sounds like. Whale penis leather.
Holy shit.
Isn't that weird?
That's pretty baller. How pimp can you get there?
That's like having I don't want cane. That.
That's like 10 pimp canes in one.
That was the
right there.
That was the point of the car. It was find the priciest of the priciest materials, and whale penis leather is a pricey material apparently.
God, I don't know if I'd want to like sit on
that. No, I don't want to sit on that. It's way lame. what rapper? Yeah, I imagine only rappers are going to buy this vehicle. And could you see a rapper sitting on a whale skin penis?
I mean, Snoop could pull it off. He's so cool. He could totally pull it off. Like, I'd even ride it if Snoop was there.
But yeah.
But anyone else? I don't know. I've called the question.
So if you're interested in this $1.45 million SUV, it's called the Palm Braun Monaco Red Diamond SUV. Wow. Did you write that down?
Yeah, I got.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that.
All right.
Awesome. If I was going to get anything jewel encrusted, it'd be like a shock room like Xena has. I think it's the only thing I'd really want. I know what, because it's so ridiculous anyway, that might as well just make it more ridiculous. Otherwise, I'm just kind of, I don't know, into buying normal stuff. That's awesome.
Anything I find in the dirt that is jewel encrusted is priceless to me. Like a scepter, magic lamp. I just watched a
pennies.
Lab. Pennies. Jewel encrusted penny.
I have a whole nest at my house.
I was gold panning, and it's a good story.
Old toothless fuck.
It's a good story. I was gold panning, and my buddy walks up river of me, and as I'm digging through what I'm doing, he was just panning and doing his own deal, and then I pull up like these shiny. You know, crystalline things. I'm like, oh, wow, this is interesting. Oh, yeah, I'm panning out something worthwhile.
Flex.
No. It was big chunks of...
Nuggets?
Yeah. No, not of gold. It was like diamond.
What?
Yeah.
You mine diamonds?
Yeah, so I picked it up, and I panned through it and picked one of them up and washed it off, and it was plastic.
fucking A.
And my bitch.
Let my douchebag buddy from
upriver, cocksucker.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, good gold panning. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. But thanks for joining us.
Yeah, seriously. Thanks for joining us as always, bakers. But if you're a first-time listener, please check us out at thedubiousbakery.com. Check out our archive. If this first episode you're listening to.
And openflynetwork.com.
Yeah, check out that as well.
Our forums are up at thedubiousbakery.com.
Yes, please sign up for those.
And you can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, search thedubiousbakery.com on there as well.
And Twitter.
Twitter and MySpace as well. They're up and starting to run. And we're excited about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for listening as always. And catch you next time.
Take it easy, folks. Put the gun up on you. So much heat, you'll probably think that the sun up on you dimes. This is what it eats, beats the South funny. Or I might let the peace in your mouth. Mike Olden Dimes run up on your set, all black gear. We let them have it for the money and the weed and bird. Mike Olden Dimes run up on your set, all black gear. We let them have it for the money and the weed and bird. Let's turn the weed and bird. The weed and bird. The weed and bird. Okay. The weed and bird. Come on. The weed and bird. Come on. The weed and bird. We let them have it for the money and the weed and bird.